This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Been a while, Limit, since we have talked to Bob Walk, our friend. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob, how are you doing?
Good, Joe. How you been?
We've been very well. We all watched the All-Star game. We all watched the Home Run Derby. And that reminded me, I'm sure you've told me this story before, but now I can't remember it, quite frankly. You made an All-Star Game appearance way back in 1988, Riverfront Stadium. Dwight Gooden started the game for the National League. People like David Cohn, Oral Hershiser pitched in the game. And you came in for a third of an inning, and I believe you did your job very nicely. Who did you face, and what was that whole experience like?
Well, for me, it was kind of like being a first day in the big leagues again. You know, because I was not one of those guys, as you know, that went to the All-Star game every year. This was a once in a lifetime deal for me. So I was very excited, and you know, to be in the same clubhouse with all the star names, and I did a little bit of nerves, but the only thing I can compare it to was my first day in the big leagues. You know, that same type of feeling and the same excitement that I had. And I was nervous as could be when I was down there warming up to go into that ball game. There was two outs, and the guy, I can't think of his name right now. He's a third baseman for the Oakland A's. And
Carney Lansford.
Carney Lansford, yes. Which, and it was weird because I had talked to him years later, and I'm pretty sure he told me that was his one and only All-Star appearance also. So we kind of neat we faced each other. He hit a ground ball just a little bit off to the left of the mound, and I had tried to catch it myself, but I missed it. And then Sandberg was standing right there. He's cheating up the middle a little bit. Got the ground ball, and the inning was over, and I ended up getting a pinch hit for it. We were in a National League ballpark, so they were using the DH. And when I got pinch hit for, we had the tying run at third, and I believe the go-ahead run was at second. And whoever hit for me hit a hard ground ball that the first baseman, I think, it was either the second baseman or the third baseman, dove and caught and kept it from going into the outfield, which would have been really cool if it would have made it, because then I would have been the pitcher of record or on the winning side.
Wow.
That would have been really exciting for me. But as it was a cool thing. I really enjoyed the heck out of it, and glad that I was able to check that off my bucket list before it was all over.
That's a pretty good thing to check off, man. I'm looking at the rosters from that game. I could go on for an hour. Ricky Henderson, Dave Winfield, Cal Ripken, Mark McGwire on the AL side, George Brett, Don Mattingly, they were on the bench, Alan Trammell, Kirby Puckett, Roger Clemens, Eckersley, and then you guys had, I mean, again, I could go on for an hour. People like Palmeiro and Gooden starting the game, Gary Carter, Ozzie Smith, Daryl Strawberry, Vince Coleman led off for you guys that night. That is incredible, Bob. What was it like to be around Whitey Herzog for a couple days?
Well, Whitey was awesome. He really kind of one of those old school guys that I really enjoyed talking to and stuff. And so I had a lot of fun there. That was good. So
when you guys get,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm going to go ahead. Ask me a question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when you get together, when guys at that level are all together, whether it's, you know, shooting the bull in the clubhouse or whatever, is a lot of the talk, like, I imagine it would be rare for you to get to share ideas with Oral Hershiser and Greg Maddux and people like that. Is a lot of it just fun talk, or is it tricks of the trade? Do you take that opportunity to learn something and try to get some, you know, some things you can use?
Well, the one thing that I did learn, and I've told this story I think before, was, you know, one of those all-star guys was Andre Dawson, and he was a guy that I was always intimidated by. You know, he always had that very intimidating, mean-looking look on his face.
Yeah.
And so I went back into the laundry room trying to just kind of get away from all the hustle and bustle that was going on. And just, you know, I was just kind of calm my nerves down. I think it was like real early on the day of the game. And when I got back there, Andre Dawson was back there leaning up against one of the washing machines and just by himself. And so I come back there, and now he starts talking to me, and we had like about a 15-minute conversation about, you know, I don't even remember what the conversation was about, but I find out that this guy that I've always been intimidated by was like a teddy bear. He was the nicest guy I've ever met. I mean, it was incredible. And from that point on, he always lost his edge that he had on me.
Wow.
So I was like, and it was like when he would get up there in the batter's box, then I would always like look at that look, and I would think to myself, not today. You're not intimidating to me anymore. You're just this nice teddy bear of a guy. And that brought me back to a thought that I had years ago when I was in Atlanta, and Bob Gibson was our pitching coach, and he caught me talking to somebody on the other team one time, and he told me, he says, don't you ever talk to anybody on the other team. He said, you do not want those guys to know anything about you. Mm. You want them to think you're a little crazy. Like, you know, you accidentally hit somebody, don't ever say, oh, that's me, it's on me, I'm sorry. You know, just stand there, act like you did it on purpose. And you want them guys to be a little intimidated. You start talking to them, if they're a little leery of you, you're going to lose your edge. And that's exactly what happened that day with Dawson.
Wow. Well, let's pick that up right there, because I know a lot of things about your baseball career, but I didn't know that Bob Gibson was once your pitching coach. He's as legendary as it gets and as intimidating as it gets. What was it like working with him on a day-to-day basis?
Well, he was a little demanding, I think. He wasn't so much, really into the nuts and bolts, the windups and things like that. We had two pitching coaches. It was kind of a different thing back then. Nowadays, it's kind of run-of-the-mill. But we had a guy named Rube Walker, who was actually a catcher. He was the pitching coach, and you had Bob is like they were co-pitching coaches. And Bob was more into the mental aspect of, like, kind of what, along the lines of what I was just talking about, of, you know, how you want to be thinking out there and things you want to do about that sort of deal. But as far as, like, you know, where you put your hands during your windup and how long your stride's going to be and all that, that was the old Rube Walker's area. So it was a, they kind of split things off into the mental stuff and then, of course, the X's and O's.
That is so interesting, because I'm just looking at a story right now. Bob Gibson moved on to the Mets along with Rube Walker, or maybe that was before they got to you. I don't remember, but
yeah, I think that was before. Well, they came with Joe Torre, like always, a package deal.
Yeah, right. Because Joe Torre said that year when he hired Bob Gibson as his pitching coach, he said, he's my attitude coach. That's his job, to teach the Mets pitchers to be intimidating. And then Ed Lynch, who was a starter for the Mets, said, that's perfect, because he never talked about mechanics or anything like that. It was all about your attitude on the mound. That's exactly what you just said.
Yeah, that's the way he was. And he is also... Joe needs somebody to play cribbage every day, so he was Torrey's cribbage partner. They play cribbage in the office constantly, all the time.
That brings up another question, Bob, and we have Bob Walk on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. The text line on which you can communicate with Austin Bechtold is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And this is sort of out of the blue, but for some reason I was listening to you and looking at this piece with all these old baseball players I remembered. A lot of these guys, whether it's baseball or any other sport, Bob, have trouble sort of replacing or finding, you know, a competitive venture that's like walking into a stadium and competing against the best people in the world. They have trouble coping, quite frankly, once they get into retirement. Do you miss that part of it? And how did you replace that part of it, that you know, competitive thirst?
Well, yeah, I used to always hear, you know, older guys that retired saying, it's not much, it's not the game. It's like you miss being around the clubhouse, the guys, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
I don't think that's true. I think that's just something they say, because that's not what I miss. Now, having said that, you know, I went right into the broadcast booth. I mean, I still sat in front of my locker the next season many days. So, I still had that kind of camaraderie. You know, all the guys that, you know, was playing for us, they were all my teammates the year before. So I kind of was able to ease into that. But what I really missed, and I would give anything for, not anymore because I'm old now, but at that point, just to go out and pitch one more inning, just to see how it feels and to have that feeling again. That's what I really missed. And, in 10 days from now, I'll be leaving for Watkins Glen, New York, to go up and drive my Porsche on that track up there. I've been doing this track stuff for about 25 years now. And, you know, nothing gets your adrenaline running higher than, you know, doing 140 mile an hour on the back straight of some racetrack someplace. So that's kind of how I replaced the adrenaline, and that feeling was I found something else that would do that for me. And, you know, that's now I'm getting a little old too now. You know, I'll be 69 here in a few months. So I'm probably going to only be driving on the track for a couple more years.
Bob, are you still there?
Was spending time out on the racetrack. Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, I lost you for a second.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Right. What are the turns like there? I think I'd be scared of the turns. I was just on a jet ski down in Jersey in the ocean, and it only got up to 60, not 140. And the turns, made me nervous. Or do you just do like drag racing where you go straight ahead as fast as you can?
No, this is 3.5 mile track, so it's very, and there's one right here in Pittsburgh. It's called Pittsburgh International. A lot of guys go up there. I'm trying to get Neil Walker to come up there to get him doing this, because I know a lot of his friends that are track guys too, and I think Neil would really like it if he would start doing that. And so it'd be fun for me just to go up and watch him. It's a way for you to like still do something that's kind of fairly athletic, because it wears you down. You get out of that car, you're shaking. You're so worn out just after about a 30-minute session.
Limits, would you get in a car with Bob Walk to go 140 miles an hour?
I would trust Bob, but I'd be a little scared going 140 miles an hour, to be honest.
Well, there's only certain tracks you can go 140. If you go out, there's some guys that are much, much, much better drivers than me out here locally that if he ever wanted to have a to go out, and on this track here, you'll hit maybe 125, 130, and you will have a heck of a time. Anytime you want to go for a ride, you know, let me know, and I can see if I can set it up for you.
So, Bob, do you wear a helmet, and then do you have like a your own individualized suit, like Evel Knievel, or what do you look like when you get in the thing?
Well, a lot of guys have their own suits, but I just wear long pants or just a regular, depending on what the weather is like, either a T-shirt or a long sleeve T-shirt, and then I have a helmet and a Hans device, and I wear racing gloves. But a lot of guys do wear the full fire suit. They want to be super, super safe. And in my mind, I always tell myself, well, I'm not driving that fast. So
I like that. All right. Limits has a question about the second half of the season
well,
here.
Well, before I even get to that, I learned some information here, at least was jogged my memory. Guess who Bob is going to call the game with tonight, Joe?
I can't even begin to guess who. Oh, wow.
Dan Zandrelli.
Wow. Bob.
Yeah, Dan's got – Joe's taking 3 days off so he can have a week off with the All-Star break, kind of a little break in the middle of the year to get himself reset. And Dan's going to come over and, I guess, do all three games of this series.
That's
so I'll be
cool.
Sitting next to him.
That's
I love
cool.
it. I love it. Good relationship with Dr. Zandrelli.
Oh, yeah, I've been talking to him on the post game for years and years and years. So, yeah, we know each other very – in fact, I after every game when he's at the ballpark doing the post game, especially in the middle of the summer when it's warm, I always take him a beverage out of our refrigerator.
I love that. Yeah, he's a great guy, great at what he does. Did you watch the All-Star game the other night, and what'd you think of Skeens' performance? Pretty impressive, huh?
Well – you know, I've seen that 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I mean, he pitched the first inning, struck two guys out. We'll see that in a couple of days. So, I mean, everybody, like, people are like, oh, wow, did you see Skeens? See what he did? And I'm going, yeah, I see that every 5 days. It's not that big a deal. He's a special person. You know, I'm shocked if he doesn't start a game and strike two guys out. But he is, you know, you were talking about Bob Gibson. Well, if Skeens has a long career, he could be like this era's Bob Gibson.
Mm. Yeah, the one thing that stood out to me was, man, he geared it up over 100, which we haven't seen a ton this year. And I love the fact that when he gets in these types of situations, whether it's a real game against Ohtani or Mookie Betts or somebody or this, I don't know, is it out of respect that or just competitiveness that he just seems to say, you know what, I'm going to give you 100 and we'll see if you can hit it. You know what I mean, Bob?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, remember when Verlander was in his prime, he would do the same thing. I mean, he would hardly ever touch 100 except if he was trying to put the game away at the end or if he had a situation in the middle part of the game where, okay, game's on the line this inning, I got to step it up.
Yeah.
And I see Skeens kind of that same type guy. The 100, I think, is always there if he really needs it. But he knows if he's going to throw 100 pitches every 5 days, there's no reason to go out there and try to throw your best velocity for every fastball you throw. He's got to where he's kind of pacing himself now. Now, of course, in that All-Star game, the first inning, you know, he knew he was going to throw, you know, maybe 20 pitches for the whole night. So, yeah, give it everything you got.
Bob, we appreciate the time, as always. Definitely should be a fun broadcast tonight. Little something different with Dan Zandrelli. We'll be watching and listening. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to it. I want to see how it goes. We'll see you later.
All right.
Thanks,
see
Bob.
You, Bob. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's wrap it up next, Limits. I'm out all next week, so we better do some predictions. We better make sure that somebody's doing the show.
Yeah, I will be missing you significantly, Joe, and you just came back for a week, and now you're going again.
Yeah, I'm using my vacation time.
Oh my
Why
God.
Does everybody
like,
blame me? Everybody like, around here is taking shots at me. I have 4 weeks of vacation.
You have a 3 months of vacation.
I have 4 weeks written into my contract because of seniority, and I use two of them in July. I use one around Christmas, and then I get one more.
I thought you used a bunch in like February.
No, I didn't.
You used a couple of days
no,
to go
I didn't.
Golf and see Ron.
Wrong.
You didn't see Ron, but you did go golf.
We'll do predictions next on Pomp and Joe.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, yeah, Limits. The new music is great. What a man you've become.
I'm glad you like it, Joe.
Tell us again who this is.
This is Red Barn by Gary Pratt.
I remember Tracy Pratt of the Buffalo Sabres.
You know Rob Pratt on KDKA?
Yes.
The Pratt Pack.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township and What's Cookin' brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Larry Brown. A high of Larry Brown today, the former Steelers tackle, a converted tight end. And what a player he was. Last I knew, a resident right here in the Greentree area. Mostly sunny today, high of 79. You sure about that, Limits? Rain possible at 3. Also 79, the year the Pirates and Steelers won championships.
I did put that on the sheet, yes. I put it on there twice. But it wasn't only read once.
Leading to a wonderful Sports Illustrated cover with Willie Stargell and Terry Bradshaw, I believe.
That's correct, yes.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Steelers Depot, I think, phrased this well. We were talking earlier about this extension for TJ Watt and how the Post-Gazette kind of reported it differently than everybody else. Everybody in the world saying, yeah, 3-year extension, $41 million. Puts him ahead of Myles Garrett. Well, technically, it's a 4-year deal where they redo this year at $144 million. But as it says right here on Steelers Depot, Watt's new money average is $41 million, and that now makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Very well phrased there, I thought, Limits. Very well phrased. I'm not going to see you for a week. I'm going to miss you desperately. What are you going to do next week? Who's going to be in here? Bob for one day?
Bob for one day. Other than that, I'm not sure, but I know that Mackie will be in a couple days.
How about Donnie Football?
I don't know. I haven't seen Donnie on the schedule.
Where has Donnie football been?
Well, Donnie's been here. He will be producing the PM team later today.
Yeah, I know.
Donnie Football Fridays could return at some point soon.
Do the Pirates sweep the Red Sox this weekend? I mean, the White Sox, big difference. Big difference there.
Huge difference.
Lot of difference there.
No, I don't. And part of that is because Mitch Keller and Paul Skeens are both not starting. They're giving them a little bit extra rest.
If the Pirates were in contention, do you not manipulate Skeens' innings so that he could start the All-Star game? And is he definitely the guy coming out of the break for you?
I would have been okay if they manipulated one start, but they manipulated two. If they want to manipulate the start right before the All-Star game, then I get it. And I would have had him pitch on Saturday. I would have had Keller go Monday, Skeens go on Saturday, or Keller go Friday, Skeens go on Saturday, and then whoever you want to pitch on Sunday, maybe Falter. And you start off the break, the second half, hot out of the break. I mean, I think that you would do that probably because you want the most wins possible, and that way you already speed up the next time that Skeens and Keller are going to start.
Who's the biggest surprise in baseball right now? Limits. You have the division leaders are the Blue Jays. To me, they're it. Well, the Tigers, being the best team in baseball,
yeah,
might be it.
That's got to be the Tigers.
The Astros lead their division. I don't know that everybody predicted that either.
Nope.
Phillies, Cubs, Dodgers, that's pretty much par for the course. And then the wild card teams, the Brewers. The Brewers are taking off again. They've won seven in a row. How do they do it every year?
They're 16 over.
They lose really good players all the time, and all they do is replenish. And guess who's starting for them tonight who's become a good player?
Quinn Priester.
Wrong. Quinn Priester.
7-2 with a 3.55 ERA. I try to tell people, don't give up on Priester.
Oh, please, Limits.
Yes,
you didn't tell anybody that.
Damn well I did. Yes, I did. I was actually a backer of Quinn Priester. There weren't many.
I want to go back
just
when
like
Quinn Priester was getting lit up like a pinball machine here. What were you doing? Were you doing your own shows? Were you with me? Where were we?
I was not doing my own shows yet. No.
So who were you telling and where's the proof?
I was telling friends of mine. You can ask my friend Nick Pouch, who I will be
get
going
him on
to
the phone.
Pirate game with tomorrow.
Get him on the phone right now.
All right, I'll call him.
Call him.
All right, we'll do.
So while Quinn Priester was toiling with the Pirates at a 7.74 ERA, and then a 5.04 ERA. Limits was telling the world, yeah, you got to keep this guy. Don't give up on him. He looked horrible to me. He looked like he had zero swing and miss, and it's real hard to survive in this world when you have no swing and miss, but he goes to Milwaukee, and now he's good. What? Why? How has this happened? Why does this always happen? He's sitting here at 7-2 with a 3.55 ERA. Now, he still only has 70 strikeouts in 88 innings, so I wonder if he's having a little... Who was that guy? Trevor Williams run here. But we'll see. I mean, good for him. It's just annoying. In the month of June, this guy had a 1.98 ERA. I mean, it was only Colorado, but he had a one-hitter with 11 strikeouts in 7 innings. My God, how bad they are. How bad they are. What do you make of this, Limits? Is your friend on the line?
No, I called him. He didn't answer.
He
should have.
This was his one chance to become famous.
Sometimes when I call on the hotline, it's weird. Some people will tell me that the number comes up as Switzerland. I don't know why.
Seems odd.
Yeah, I just texted him, too, to call in.
This is horrifying. The rebound of Quinn Priester at the Pirates' expense right in their own division. Is it not?
It's not a surprise at all.
Considering what's happened
with Tyler Glasnow and Charlie Morton and other pitchers that have left and have been able to flourish.
Guess what? That's the matchup tonight. Priester and Glasnow. Talk about a kick in the Glasnows.
Come on now. They do leave, and a lot of pitchers end up flourishing. Clay Holmes as well.
Except Glasnow never pitches. This is only his sixth game this year.
Yeah, he's always hurt.
But whenever he does pitch, he's really good. He has a 3.8 career ERA. He's only made 116 starts. He's 40-33, but man, is he talented. Right?
All you need is a pitching coach that believes in you and can get the best in you and find a way.
Well, you also need talent.
Well, of course. That's why they're in the major leagues.
If all you needed was a good pitching coach, then you and I would be in the Pirates rotation.
Ray Searidge helped a lot of arms that were in the Pirates rotation, though, like Francisco Liriano. Nobody could figure him out. Ray Searidge made it work. They're making it work with Quinn Priester.
I don't know about that limit. Francisco Liriano was pretty good in Minnesota, too.
Right, but he had a big slump a couple of years before he ultimately made it to the Pirates.
Yeah, when I look back, I think Ray Searidge was good.
He was.
At the end, I think it was a little bit overdone.
It was.
Thank you for agreeing with everything I say.
Oh, my friend just called in and said, or texted me and said, what would I be doing?
It's too late now. It's 1:48. He missed his chance at fame. All right, when I come back, the Pirates will have played like 10 more games. What will the record be at that point? How many of those 10 games will they win? Let me make sure I have the games right. They face the horrible, frighteningly horrible White Sox.
Yeah.
and then they're still in the American League. They go against the best team in baseball in Detroit, then Arizona, and then I'll be back. So 3-3-3. That's nine
games. They'll play nine games.
Yeah.
They will go 4-5.
I say 1-8.
Mm. Well, the last time you made a prediction, you said they'd win 15 in a row.
I know I did.
So
they're pitching. I mean, they have supposedly this great staff. I see Falter, Burrows, Heaney. Those are the only guys listed. When are Keller and Skeens pitching?
They're going to pitch in the next series. They're going to have to pitch on...
Skeens, not till Monday.
What, Monday and Tuesday?
He's pitching both days?
No, Skeens will go on Monday, Keller will go on Tuesday.
Thank you, Limits. It's been a wonderful week.
Thank you as well, Joe. And I wish you the best on your next vacation that you take.
Well, there it is. I go out and you take a shot at me on the way out.
Not at all.
Just for taking my well-earned vacation.
I said, I hope you
have
a good
time. How many weeks of vacation do you have?
Not as many as you.
How many do you have?
I have, I think, two or three.
Well, when you get up to two or three.
I think it's three.
Three. So I have four.
Yeah, you have four. I have three.
Yeah, it should be actually five.
I actually will be taking a decent amount of days off in the next coming weeks as well. So
good.
I'm a hypocrite in that regard. I'll be out parts of not next week, but the following week, and then going to my wiffle ball tournament. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.